Scripture reading this morning will be Psalm 28 and then Proverbs 18, 10 and 11. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's holy word. Psalm 28. To thee, O Lord, I call, my rock. Do not be deaf to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to thee for help, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked and with those who work iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Requite them according to their work and according to the evil of their practices. Requite them according to the deeds of their hands. Repay them their recompense, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the deeds of his hands. He will tear them down and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exalts, and with my song I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a saving defense to his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Be their shepherd also and carry them forever. And then to Proverbs 18, 10 and 11. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own imagination. This ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated. Please pray with me. O Lord, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, we thank you for this time that we can get together, that we can come together with you and with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and worship you. Lord, we ask as we open your word that you would teach us. Lord, we want to know you better. Lord, we feel our weaknesses. Lord, we trust that you will teach us, that you will guide us, that you will draw us closer to yourself. We ask, Lord, that you would teach us now, this morning, from your word. I pray that you would protect everyone from my error, from my sin, that your truth would shine forth. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, life is full of problems. Relationship problems, financial problems, health problems, problems of all kinds. And oftentimes we're bombarded with multiple problems all at the same time. And it can be overwhelming. I mean, it seems like there's just too many coming at once. But as we look at God's word this morning, we will see that in God we have refuge. In God we have strength. In God we have hope. We have rest. In Him we have safety. And so our confidence is in God, that He will do what He has said He will do. Also this morning in this text, we will see the foolishness of man, trusting in their own understanding, trusting in things that cannot save, and trying to live on our own strength. So the outline this morning, the title is, "The Lord is our strong tower." And the 2 points, number one, true security trusting in the Lord. And number two, false security, trusting in wealth. God is teaching us many things in this passage, but the most important lesson here is that we would trust in the Lord with all our heart, that we would not lean on our own understanding. Don't take your eyes off Christ. You see, man's wisdom provides many distractions, provides many false hopes. Don't be distracted. Trust God. Cling to Him. He is everything to us. The Lord is our strong tower. So number one, true security, trusting in the Lord. Verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Here we see the loving protection of God for His people. With the Lord, the righteous have security. You see, this verse is good news. This verse is great news. With the Lord, we're safe. But to help us understand just how great of news this is, let's first consider the bad news. Now, this verse doesn't speak to the condition of man or to his need of protection. But certainly it is clearly understood and assumed here in this verse that we need protection. We are vulnerable. You see, we are not a strong tower. We are the weak. We are poor. We are insecure, in need of a strong tower. You see, God refers to us in Scripture many times as sheep. As sheep. Do you think of sheep as being a very powerful animal? No, a sheep is frail. A sheep needs a good shepherd. So if we're going to appreciate the good news here in this verse, we need to understand that we need a strong tower. We need the Lord desperately. We are vulnerable, insecure people who need security that we cannot provide. But praise God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We need a strong tower. So the name of the Lord, this is very important. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. This is speaking of security and safety. You see, it used to be that a town or a village would build a tower. And so whenever an enemy would come to attack, and this tower would be well built, it would be built on a hill. It would have a wall built around it. And whenever an enemy would come to attack, all the people would run to the tower for safety. Inside the tower, they're safe from the enemy. And so here, we see that this strong tower represents safety, true security, protection. You see here, God is revealing Himself to us here in this verse. He's teaching us that in Him is true security. In Him is safety. The Lord protects. The Lord saves. Listen to just a few verses concerning God saving His people. First, I want to read a few verses. This is from Psalm 57, first part of David's prayer here. He says, "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in thee, and in the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. He will send forth his loving kindness and his truth." Romans 10:13 as well. "For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Acts 4:12. "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. True security is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. Salvation is found only in Him. Here we see that He is not just a tower, but He is a strong tower. The Lord is the Almighty, the all-powerful God. There is no one else who at any time can save. True security comes from the Lord. No one is stronger than God. He is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it, and is safe. Now notice here, who runs to God? Who runs to God? The wicked don't run to God. The wicked hate God. They flee from God. But the righteous run to the Lord. Just as we have seen in the scriptures and testify in the Psalms that David did time and time again, he ran to the Lord. So the righteous run to God. And this righteousness, this is not self-righteous. These are those who are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. They are who run to the Lord. You see, it's those righteous. You can't do it. Trust in Christ. Run to the Lord. Cry out to Him. He is the Savior. He, and in Him alone, is true security. Let's pray. O Lord, thank you so much for giving us just what we need. Lord, we feel our weakness. Lord, we feel the struggles. Lord, we recognize that at times we get our focus off and we begin trusting in things that cannot save. Lord, we thank you that you are the strong tower. Lord, we in our weakness, we need you desperately. We thank you, Lord, for the protection, for the safety that you provide. Lord, we pray that you would help us, that we would not be distracted, that we would take the good gifts you give us, that we would be thankful, but that we would not turn and enjoy them and forget you. Oh Lord, what can we say? You are our strong tower. It is you that we trust. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and protecting us. In Jesus' name, amen.